Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's getting on toward that time of year when people start to think about completing their tax forms, but there are a number of things folks need to be aware of, especially when it comes to scams that can be related to tax forms and the filling out of tax forms. What's going on here? What do people need to know?
As tax season begins, it is important to protect yourself and your family from scams and phishing schemes designed to steal your money or personal financial information. One common scam involves phony final demand for payment notices threatening the seizure of a taxpayer's property if the recipient of the notice fails to make immediate payment. Pennsylvanians should also be aware of phishing schemes that use fraudulent email messages, deceptive software, or malicious files that are designed to steal sensitive information, such as passwords, usernames, or personal financial information. To avoid these scams, do not provide any personal information until you're sure that you're speaking to a legitimate representative, and keep an eye out for vague communications and never click on suspicious links or attachments. Pennsylvanians should also know that all situations in which they are asked to pay their debt with reloadable debit cards, gift cards, or money wiring services are outright scams. No government agencies ever use these methods for payments. If you suspect you are a victim of identity theft or discover a fraudulent Pennsylvania personal income tax return was filed using your identity, you can contact the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue's Fraud Detection and Analysis Unit at 717-772-9297. Again, 717-772-9297. Or for more information on tax-related scams, you can visit the Department of Revenue's website at www.revenue.pa.gov. Again, www.revenue.pa.gov.
And the big action in the Capitol this week had to do with the House Appropriations Committee taking a hard look at Governor Wolf's budget. What are some of the details?
Well, that's correct. The Pennsylvania House Appropriations Committee held their first series of hearings on the 2019-2020 state budget. The hearings are designed to give members the opportunity to question state officials about their funding requests and ensure that state government is accountable to how it spends taxpayer dollars. Members will also focus on ensuring the budget supports policies that improve the state's economic climate and support the creation of private sector jobs. This week's slate of hearings included appearances by the Independent Fiscal Office, the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education, and the Departments of Revenue, Aging, and Conservation and Natural Resources. The next set of hearings will feature the Departments of Corrections, General Services, Health, Drug and Alcohol Programs, and Transportation, along with the Liquor Control Board and the Gaming Control Board. The full schedule of budget hearings is available at www.pahousegop.com. Again, www.pahousegop.com.
Also, Pennsylvania is blessed to have many more veterans of military service than most other states. And there's an important agency of state government that's designated just to take care of these folks. What do people need to know here?
Well, first of all, we do want to thank our veterans for their service to our country. We greatly appreciate that. And in state government, we are always looking for ways that we can both honor those veterans and also recognize their service. Ensuring Pennsylvania's 800,000 veterans get all of the benefits they have earned is an important mission of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, as well as state lawmakers. My office hosts veterans outreach hours at our district office with the American Legion to assist veterans with issues they may be having accessing benefits and services from the state or U.S. Veterans Administration. Veterans are also encouraged to sign up for the DMVA's Veterans Registry at www.register.dmva.pa.gov. Again, that's www.register.dmva.pa.gov. By signing up there, they can get timely information about state benefits, programs, and services. DMVA also offers two mobile veterans outreach vans that travel the Commonwealth to give veterans one-on-one assistance so they can learn about and apply for the benefits they've earned. Each van is staffed with accredited veteran service officers and is wheelchair accessible. Last year, the vans visited over 100 community events, helping 1,500 veterans. And if you'd like to access our veterans outreach hours at our district office, you can call us at any time to schedule an appointment. The phone number here is 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933. And it is important that you call to schedule a meeting there because those hours do often fill up. So it's important that you schedule that in advance.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.